This holiday, unwrap the magic of Gold Belly with America's most iconic food gifts shipped free nationwide. Send unforgettable treats like Ina Garten's coconut cake, Lottery macarons, and even Joe's stone crab from Miami. Plus, make family time even more special with an award-winning dinner like Peter Luger's legendary steaks shipped anywhere by Gold Belly. So if you want this year to be one for the record books, check out goldbelly.com and use promo code GIFT for 20% off your first order.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, cuz.
Hello, legends, and welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast. My name's Barney, and I'm here with a very, very good mate, Stiffy. How are you, brother?
Yes, very good, Barney. Welcome. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely, this is the Lads Podcast. Lifestyle adventures and some good old cracking daily stories. That's what Lads stands for. Two lads enjoying a few tins, so hang the fuck on while we give you a grin.
We're going to make you grin.
Too. Fucking oath, we're going to grin.
Fuck yes.
What have we got in front of us, Barney?
Mate, we should step straight into a bit of a drink review, yeah?
I think you're onto that.
Mate, I think we've got a howl ahead.
Oh, you're not even going to go to the bloody fridge and get it, are you? Let's do that again, right? Fuck it. How about you go to the fridge?
Oh, no, I'm going to go to the fridge. What do you want, mate? What do you reckon about one of these howlers?
Fuck yeah, the howler head sounds great. Bring it over here and smash it in front of my face, bruz. Fuck yeah. Email it this way.
Fucking hook into that.
There you go. You got one? Yep.
That's how raw this podcast is, mate. We don't even practice.
No, fuck it. Hey, here we go. How about you? Yeah. Cheers, biggies.
Up your bum.
I can get into that. Howlerhead, I don't know what this tastes like. Yeah. Hey, that goes right.
Another 6%er. Seems to be trending on the 6%ers.
Hey, you got to get, on a Friday night, 6%ers.
You got to get them in India.
Fuck, that goes, I'm going to have another, I was about to say another sniff. I'm going to have another sip. Yeah, they go right, eh? Straight bourbon whiskey. With natural banana flavour and cola.
Banana flavour. I actually didn't read that. So no. Where are these made at?
Yeah, good question, mate.
That writing is way too small for my eyes.
Yeah. You know what? I'm the type of guy who would probably have to take a photo of that and use my camera to zoom the fuck
big
in.
Big time, yeah. So I'm not wearing glasses anymore. I just zoom in on shit. So
correct. Yeah, how handy is the fucking the iPhone in the pocket?
How many photos do you have on your phone that are just fucking zoomed in packets of fucking ingredients on how to make macaroni?
I tell you what, it just makes life easier when you can just take a photo and zoom in. Yeah. I muck around with motorcycles and the jets these days that I take out of older bikes, and to read the numbers on the side of it, it's not happening, eh? Nah. I'm squinting, I'm trying to get some good light, and I'm just like, nah, just take a photo, zoom in.
It's the same, like carrying glasses, reading glasses around with you all the time. Like, that's a fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah, definitely. Anything tiny, it's just frustrating.
Yeah, like going to the toilet.
So obviously we're getting old, right?
It's bad.
Yeah.
Anyway. Especially in winter.
Yeah.
It's like a button on a fur coat.
What's that?
The willy looks like a button on a fur coat in winter.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's cold.
Actually, mate, that does actually remind me of a fucking story.
Oh, what do you got?
So many, many years ago, it was my good friends were coming down. I was working at Paradise Country as an entertainer at that stage.
Yeah.
And I was up on the roof collecting boomerangs because all the Japanese used to throw boomerangs around everywhere and they'd end up on the fucking roof and everywhere. So part of the job was, back before health and safety, just climb up on the roof and collect boomerangs. So I was up there fucking collecting them, throwing them all back down so they can throw them again tomorrow and lose the cunts.
So why are the boomerangs up there? Just people?
Well, yeah, because we used to have boomerang throwing. So yeah, that was so part of the show, the right. Stock horse, sheep shearing, cow milking, fucking you name it.
So everything Australian. Were they faulty boomerangs? Because they didn't come back.
I think it was just the way that they were throwing them. So yeah, it was quite a lot of them. And anyway, so I had some good friends coming down from from the north side of Brisbane come down to see me for the night. And I remember him driving down the driveway and then I apparently fell through the roof. So through the see-through part.
Yeah.
A clear bit, fell through the roof, knocked myself out.
Oh, through the perspex or through the as yeah, in through the
see-through
bit. How fucking high was that?
Oh, so it was probably 7 foot, so I fucking knocked myself clean motherless out. Like fucking do not remember fucking any of it. Just like, fucking so I remember seeing them come down the driveway and then sort of waking up periodically in the hospital, sort of going with Phil and Kylie there side by side. Yeah, they sort of.
Yeah.
And it sort of got to the point, like, I'm fucking their weekend. So they said, and they used to call me Jake then. So my nickname was Jake back then. So I said, Jake, what happened was this. So when the nurse comes around next time, so we can get out of here and have a few beers,
yeah,
this is what happened. And by the time that had come around again, I just fucking blank eyed him, apparently. So they're telling me, and they reckon the only thing I could actually say was thank fuck I wore my good undies. But apparently I didn't have my good undies on. I had fucking my jeans on. Undies had holes in them. And Kylie said, it's not real big, is it?
Right. So how come?
But it is a well-known fact, and it's a study out there that, like, buddy, when you're unconscious, your member shrinks down to 50% of the size that it was when you were conscious.
So, all right, that's a scientific
thing. That is
known.
A scientific thing, mate. Look it up, Google it.
I'll run with that.
You'll run with that. So, but yeah, it was just, and they just keep on reminding me and going, look, fuck, this is actually what happened. But it's, we finally got out of there. We got home and drank some piss. And
yeah. Tough. So, the boomerangs on the roof, is that a weekly thing you had to go up and get down?
Yeah, when we ran out of boomerangs.
Yeah, because you knew where they were. Yeah. Up on the fucking roof.
Up on the roof. So it was only a little short-ass thing, but yeah, it's at a, yeah, just one of those, the button on the fur coat sort of scenario.
Fuck yeah. Hey, mate, I forgot to mention about some of the admin stats at the start. So, mate, our little potty is starting to grow, of course. We're now, hey, congratulations. This is number
10.
Fuck, hang on, cheers to that. This is number 10. This is 10 episodes. So, mates, our stats are starting to grow in the Linux behind the scenes. So, I tell you what, listeners, if you like what you're hearing, please remember to like and subscribe. Hit that like and subscribe button. And why not give us a little 5-star review at the end of it as well. So, and if you like what you're hearing, why not tell a mate or two,
two? And we're still running till the end of the July is the money back guarantee.
That's
so
right.
If they don't like it, they're going to get their money back.
That's a Barney guarantee right there. Yeah. So tell a mate. We have got the new chat line, rant line, which is starting to, you know, we've got some voice recordings coming in this week.
Nice.
Don't forget, that's theladspotty@gmail.com. And that's how we're going to grow this podcast is by you guys. You know, sending in your rants or your chat, whatever you got to, you know, get off your chest. Any of that fucked up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Crazy things that you want to... You want to tell us about?
Yep.
Like, everyone's got a bit going on, and we'd like to hear a bit of your bit going on.
Just to get it off your chest.
Yeah, correct. So,
and hopefully in the next couple of weeks too, we should have some cameras set up in here.
Yeah, correct. So, of course, number 10, we're still young, but we'll definitely get
some cameras and
we'll get some video.
You'll be able to have a look at us sort of spitting the beer out through our nose.
Yeah,
definitely. The howl heads out through the nose.
We'll be able to put a face to the name.
That's the one.
Because that's sometimes that, you know, in business, you can talk to people over the phone for years and years and not even actually meet them, you know, like, you know, whatever business you're in, whether you're in landscaping or in hospitality or whatever, you might ring people and go and get to know them quite well, as in, like, you know, Barry. Fucking Barry. Yeah, Barry's good. He helps me out all the time.
And when Barry turns up.
Turns up.
And you go, oh.
That's you. That's, yeah, that's
fucking, what the fuck?
You know, you paint a picture in your head about what this guy looks like. Or lady. you know, it's crazy how you might know someone for years and years and years and you never met them.
Yep.
You know, so that's pretty cool. So we won't let that go. We won't let that happen for years and years and years. We're gonna get some video. No,
we've got things in place, so it'll happen sooner rather than later, and then we'll put a few clips up onto the Instagram,
yeah,
and the
definitely.
TikTok, and
it'll all start working.
And the book face.
Well, mate, I guess since last week, what were we doing last week? What was this week? I haven't seen you since Fraser.
No, yeah,
and we haven't told the listeners what. So the last time we did a potty, you jumped in a car at 3 o'clock in the morning.
And headed off to Fraser.
Fucking fill me in, because you haven't told me anything of this yet.
Mate, great. So, obviously, leaving at 3 o'clock from Bowie, and we had the fucking best run. Well, I'm thinking school holidays, going, oh, this is probably not a fucking good idea. What have we done? So, heading off 3 o'clock, mate, no traffic. So, 3 hours to bloody, to Rainbow,
mm-hmm.
Which you'll know, to Rainbow. And then up to Orchid Beach was just under 2 hours.
So 5 hours.
Yeah, so 5 hours. So those who don't know the Fraser Island, or Kagara,
yep.
Now as it's actually called, it's like a 2 hour drive on the beach.
Yeah, from Hook
the
Point.
The speed limit's been reduced down to 80 km now. So, mm-hmm. Had a beer on the barge. Which I sent you a video of.
Yeah,
that,
you did. So. Did you do the little, I told you one of my rituals was the roundabout thing.
No,
you didn't do it, did you?
I wasn't driving, so that's why I also had beer on the barge.
Correct.
But, yeah, it was really surprising. I thought school holidays would have brought everyone over. We drove straight off Rainbow, straight onto the barge.
Yep.
They had
first
a big
barge
sinkhole
is 6 o'clock.
Too.
I have actually seen that sinkhole. Mm. It's a recurring sinkhole. Like that sinkhole's been around for years and years. Yep. It just keeps coming. Like obviously the.
Well, this one is actually right where the barge is.
Yep.
So
it's further down towards the point.
I'll actually show you a couple of videos as well.
Yeah, right.
There was tide treads and it drops 9 meters. So at the back of the barge, which is obviously 13, 14 meters, 15 meters deep.
Yep.
Is 9 metres deep now.
Yeah, right.
Which is good for the barge. But
100%. But it just shows you the power of what water does. Like that, in that little, what's that water passage called between Hook Point and Rainbow? It's, what's that passage called? Like that little bit of water. I don't know what it's actually called.
The taint?
It's something like that. Like there is obviously a lot of water flowing through there out of the bay. You know, Hervey Bay's to the left and Pacific Ocean is to the right when you're looking at Fraser Island or Gari. So there's a lot of water coming out and going in.
Yep.
And obviously that, you know, that Rainbow Beach area where the barge landing is, it looks so nice, doesn't it? Like you can rock up there in your four-wheel drive and just put your feet in the sand and just go, how nice is this?
Yep.
But I tell you what, that water, it does amazing things when you can't see it. Like it's eroding underneath and just 9 meters.
Water does what water wants to do. Mm. So you can't fight with it. You got to let it
definitely.
Go.
Definitely. And on the barge, you normally get to see a little bit of nice wildlife, a little bit of, is any stingrays or dolphins or anything like that this trip?
No.
Oh, really?
A couple of beers and that was
just
it.
Sinking
so,
tins.
Just sinking tins, mate. So straight onto it.
What time was low tide? Did you get around Hook Point? Did
mate, it was straight on. So it was, I think, low tide was it 7:30?
Oh, okay. The perfect.
Yeah. Perfect. The perfect run. So everything was running out. We had a really good run. Like, it was probably one or two cars in front of us. And when you go to Fraser, it's normally like a racetrack. As soon as you get off that barge.
Yeah, correct.
It's go, go, go.
Yeah, and especially when there's a low tide like that, it's going to be busy.
Yeah.
I remember, like you said, 2 hours, pretty much from getting off the barge to Orchid is about a 2 hour drive, with the speed limits these days, which is a good thing. Back in the day when there was pretty much no speed limit, like as in 100 km an hour, realistically, in some zones. Don't want to do myself in here, but you know, from pretty much getting off the barge to Indian Head is an hour. Used to be an hour.
Yeah.
Obviously, it takes a bit longer now with speed zones that are come in place, which is good because there's a lot of kids, there's a lot of traffic these days. But you know, I'm talking 20 years ago. We used to do that in an hour on the low tide when it was just like a fucking highway.
Yeah,
like it's so good.
And the beach changes so much, so it's like from when you're up there from 1 week to the next week. It's changed. So you've really got to have be switched on.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And the bloke that I go up with, he's been going up for like 35 years, so he knows it like the back of his hand.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I'll just sit in the passenger seat and
So what was the mission for Fraser this year? Just I mean, we talked about it was the shooting. We were supposed to go shooting out west, and that got canned with weather.
Yep.
So it really wasn't a planned Fraser Island trip. It was just like, we're going.
We're going up, mate. And it was to see my good mate, Willie, that's up there caretaking. Yep. Poor Willie. So, like, he's got a terrible view. And
oh,
put a few of those things up on Instagram, actually, now that we've got it started.
Yep.
But, yeah, I actually – so we get to Orchid Beach. Well, actually rewind a little bit, actually. So he's been over there for a month now.
Willie has?
Yep.
Yep.
Over there for a full month. So that was right when the sinkhole actually started.
Oh, right.
So his other mate was there, and because literally where you drive onto the barge,
mm-hmm.
the sinkhole was happening there. So there was tire treads and then just the drop off.
Oh, fuck.
Drop off. So Brian was sitting there and he was looking at the tire treads, and a couple of rangers come up and they went, like, this is not good. And he said, yeah, but what about those fucking four-wheel drives down there? And, like, just taking the piss.
Just taking
and they're, and they're fucking running around. So, some people just don't get dry.
It's
funny. But, yeah, so the quick run up to the beach, it was mainly to take Willie more piss because he's obviously going to run out up there. So,
well, if he's been there for 4 weeks, he's going to have a he's going to dry up sooner or later.
So I think we're looking at – he was – 47 cartons he's taken over there for the 3 months.
Jesus Christ, what's that? Oh, my God. I'm trying to work that in my head, well, the average, but...
Yeah, we still don't think it's enough, so...
It's never enough, I'm afraid.
They're all made-up numbers, so it was take some more piss over and chocolate for his missus, Leah, so we took chocolate over for her and just went over there to pretty much...
Have a catch-up.
Have a catch-up and have a look at this awesome view that he's got.
Yep.
Fuck you, Willie.
Yeah, yeah. So was the weather kind to you this trip?
Mate, the weather was awesome. The whole weather, right up to the end, like we had rain on the way back, but we never even dropped the tire pressure, so it was 40 pounds.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All the way
yep.
over to Middle Beach and everything where it's really soft and, mate, never faltered.
Yeah.
Never faltered.
Oh, that's gold. So 3 nights? Because you were only going for 2 nights, weren't you?
I had the RDO on Monday, so I was supposed to be coming back Monday, but it was unfortunate that we had a bit of a breakdown as well, so...
Oh.
Well, yeah, so I couldn't actually get back to work for Tuesday.
Right.
So, which was really bad. So we actually done a wheel bearing.
Right. Did you really?
Why does everyone think I'm lying?
Yeah, like, right.
Problems with the car, so we...
So you had to stay another day.
Yeah, the weather had turned awful.
Yeah, correct. So the text message I got was the weather had turned
awful. Yeah, the weather had turned awful.
But I'll go with the wheel bearing because those fucking things can go anytime, right?
Yeah, so that's what work knows is the wheel bearing is bad and by the time we get that and...
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Fucking oath.
But we did make it back, so that was...
That's good. So what was the rest of your week like? This week, being it's Friday again now, we always catch up on a Friday night. So what else has been happening?
Mate, just back to work again. Early starts, early finishes too. So as I've sort of sent a few videos over to you too, finishing up nice and early. But other than that, mate, my daughter. So actually I should touch base on...
Both our daughters, actually.
My favourite daughter.
This week has been, being the second week of school holidays, is the States, isn't it?
It is.
For the horsey world.
Yep. So it's the 2024 Pony Club State Champion Dressage and Combined Training Horse Trials.
So I remember this time last year we had it up in Toowoomba and it was cold and windy. And it was rainy up there too, actually.
Yep.
That year. So this year, it's actually a home event for us. You know, well, for the girls. It's here in Bow Desert.
Mate, how good was that?
Like,
it must have been so good for Nat. Like, obviously, I've been occupied. And, but yeah, so the girls...
Don't have to travel far. Like, no dragon caravans up or this or that. Just Just a nice close one.
Yep. So in the hometown of Beaudesert, and the weather wasn't kind apparently. Mm. So there was a bit of rain.
We have had a few showers this week.
It didn't stop them though, did it? So
well, obviously not. No, because
how did your daughter go? Like,
so yeah, Ellie, she did well. So apparently on the Tuesday, the first day, she was she did really well, but I think she was a little bit up. About the judging was a bit harsh on some of her events. So she was a little bit down on Tuesday. But then Wednesday, she had a good round as well. And same with Thursday. So all of her events, she went really well. And so by the time we got to today, which is the last day, she was in 7th or 8th position for her class in Queensland titles. And after today's events, she jumped all clear on the show jumping.
All done.
All clear. And with a few other competitors that didn't have a clear round, that actually bumped her down to, I think she got 5th overall.
Well
so
done.
I'm pretty proud of that. Like, she's stoked. I've spoken to her a couple of times this week, and she's pumped. She's over the moon.
We're talking, the presentation was literally only 20 minutes ago. Right?
Yeah, it's correct.
It was only just finishing. So Nat, actually, I had to drop the car off to her, and I got sort of a bit of the information on it. So
how did Holly go?
Mate, she actually champion overall.
Wow.
Yep. In the
Holly.
I think the 90 centimetre, 95 centimetre, actually.
We've actually mentioned Holly a few times in the potty because she's been around. Yeah. So our listeners, I don't know if you've heard her voice yet, but anyway, our listeners know her anyway.
Yeah.
So well done, Holly.
Yep. So 95 centimetre on Maverick. So she's actually training another horse as well that she and I actually did a bit of a trip down to Tamworth to buy. It was a horse off the track.
Yep.
So they have a special event. So the way it's sort of trying to roll is give these horses a second life after the track.
Right.
So the special competitions inside of a competition.
Yeah, right.
So you get different prizes and that. So she's put so much hard work into this one. Didn't go as well as expected.
Yep.
She calls him now Glue Stick.
I wonder why she's calling him Glue Stick.
Glue Stick. So, yeah,
obviously, got future plans for Glue Stick.
But the work that goes behind the scenes with these, and the best thing about it is she never gives up. And that's the same as in life now. So, like, you try something.
Yep.
You keep on going.
Yeah, you keep going.
I'm so proud of her with that.
Yes.
That she does just keep on persevering. So thoroughbreds are a pretty flighty sort of thing at the best of times.
Well,
so.
Speaking about that, to rewind the clock 12 months ago up at Toowoomba, Ellie and her horse Destiny absolutely had a choker all week. We don't know what it was. Every day it just seemed to, just not gel and not synchronize between them both of them.
Yep.
So 12 months ago, they had an absolute shocker. And the work leading up to that event for her, they put a lot of work into it each afternoon, like weeks and months leading up to states. Mm. It's like you're doing all this work behind the scenes and then get to – they got to Toowoomba last year, 12 months ago, and it was an absolute flop. Mate, so
there's over 250 competitors.
Yeah.
So it's a big event.
Like, so to fast forward to this week – for Ellie and Destiny to come out in 5th position is just a massive turnaround and just, absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, fucking well done to both of them.
Absolutely.
And they're probably feeling both pumped right about now. So hopefully, Holly might have a few bevvies tonight. I reckon Ellie might have some cordial.
Yeah, well, actually, when we went for a bit of a walk down to the Big Red Shed, the lady behind the counter actually said, "I've seen your daughter in here."
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so Holly'd obviously had a couple of little drinks to sort of settle the nerves, not in the morning, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
In the afternoon. So, but coffee. That was funny. They can't do anything, can they?
No.
Yeah.
Not in a small town like Big Bad Bowie.
Bowie, mate. So, yeah, Bowie's turned the weather on and off. So
yeah.
It's
Well, that's fantastic. It's another year. Mate, so that's a bit about our week catch up, isn't it? So that's good, buddy. I've got a couple of things on my agenda I want to talk to you about. One thing I want to talk about is traffic lights. What's your view on this? So this week I was at a set of traffic lights, and you're waiting for. you're there for a reason, right? There's a red light and you're there. And I was second in line and this car in front of me and the green light went. And so I'm ready to go, but the car didn't move. So I waited. Now, that's what I want to talk to you about. How long do you wait until you either honk the fucking horn, yell out the window, or what? Till you actually go, what's the duration? How long do you reckon?
3 seconds.
Oh, fuck, mate. We haven't spoke about this. And
3 seconds.
3 seconds.
Fucking move.
3 seconds. That's
fucking phones.
Correct.
Yep.
My 3 second rule, I reckon, was exactly what this is where I was going with this is I reckon 3 seconds is validated enough to go, right, I'm going to fucking honk the horn now. Because more than 3 seconds, that fucking green light's going to turn red soon.
Yeah.
But, it happens because sometimes you're sitting at the traffic lights and and that driver in that car might have been looking at that fucking thing all the time, waiting for it to change, and they've just looked down at, there might be someone else in the car, yeah. They might be doing something else, whatever, and they've just looked away for a glance and it's turned green, and you're like, I'm like fucking ready to go.
Yeah.
But they are...
But it's not a honk. It's not a honk. It's a toot-toot. So that's a courteous way.
A toot-toot.
When you go, oh, all of that's get fuck, move out of the fucking way.
Now. Yes.
Meow.
So what's the procedure? Do you just...
Double toot. Like toot toot,
just short little
toot 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 toot.
That's
and that's being polite. That's courteous. Polite. Yeah.
What about if you've got a like fuck? We spoke about this before, my new Ranger. When I go to give the little double toot, the horn still sounds aggressive. Like it's loud. It's not where in my little work ute I can do the double toot and it sounds friendly.
Mm.
But in the Ranger, I try and do the double toot and it comes still out being. Fuck you! It's, the double toot sounds, fuck you!
Yeah.
It's not, I struggle to try and do a polite fuck you or move on or double toot straight off the bat.
Yeah.
Is that just a range? Is that a...
I don't know. I don't know what, get back to us, Ford.
Yeah. Well, or how about some of our listeners ring in with their horns and maybe their views on how long they should give... Like, are we right? Are we 3 seconds? Is that enough? Or should it be more? Or should it be less? But how about...
Definitely 3 seconds. That's plenty of time. Like, you just got to give them a little friendly toot-toot.
Just a little friendly toot-toot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for when Steve's in his Ranger and fucking aggressive as fuck.
So I want to hear you, our listeners, your views on that. And give us a fucking funny story as well. Like, and then maybe honk your horn. Do it in your car.
Yeah.
And I want to hear your horn. How nice it sounds or how aggressive it sounds with just a little toot toot. Oh, and if you're a truckie,
yeah, give us
fucking
the big 90.
Give us
actually 909 drivers, they won't actually fucking ring in because they don't talk to anyone.
No,
that's a common fact.
Really?
And actually get back to us if anyone else knows truck drivers.
Mm-hmm.
If you drive a 90, you're not fucking talking to anyone. Like if you pull up at a servo, you're not talking to fucking someone.
Really?
Like, especially in a Volvo.
See, I don't know this rule. I'm not a truckie. Yeah. I don't have a lot of experience with that. So fill me in.
Yeah. Well, pretty much like a Volvo, it's like getting a blowjob off your sister. It's okay. But if you get caught, you're fucked.
So what you're saying is it feels the same, but if you actually look at it or look down.
So that's the Volvo sort of side of the world and shit like that. So, but ninos, mate, they're upper class. They're like upper middle management.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I want to hear some stories about courtesy honking.
Yeah.
Is that how we're going to – yeah, courtesy honk.
Courtesy honking. Or if you drive a 90 and – mate, you can actually ring in on an alias and sort of just maybe say you like drive a bloody
fucking oath. I want to hear some truckie stories. Yeah. And there's going to be lots of them. Fucking hell. Because obviously, truckies, mate, love yous. So yeah, that happened this week. And fuck me, like how fucking good are AirPods? Do you run AirPods?
I do not run AirPods. I would lose those fuckers tomorrow if I bought them now.
Yeah, now.
Like, if I brought them now, they're fucking gone tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, I run AirPods. I've actually got two sets. And the reason I've got two sets is because I think the kids gave me one for Father's Day or something, the new generation. So I've got the AirPod Gen 2 and I've got the AirPod Gen 3. And, mate, I have raped the ass out of AirPods, the AirPod Gen 2. I use them daily. And they're getting to the point now, I don't know if there's a bad connection in the case, but I've cleaned them, but they're not lasting very long. Like I only get seriously, I get fucking 5 or 10 minutes out of it. So I only run one in one ear.
Yep.
That way, when I'm at work here, I'm listening to potties, I'm listening to music, whatever. And because most of the potties that I listen to, podcasts, there's the fuck this and cunt this and fucking right. So I can't have that going here at the workplace because it's sort of a little bit unprofessional, right? Yep. So I've got the AirPod in and it goes all right. And I've been doing that for years, you know, like the AirPods. I love them. And then when one goes flat, I put it in the case while it's plugged in and then put the other one in. So you just do the whole changeover, right?
Yep.
And 12 months ago, fuck, I'd only have to do a changeover once during the day. You know, you'd get 4 or 5 hours out of one side and then you'd swap them over to the other side, right? Now I'm lucky to get an hour out of one side.
Well, they can't be a big battery in there anyway. So
no, they're not. Fuck. And obviously the capacity, so I don't know. I might have to fucking Google that. Do AirPods batteries fucking just die? Which batteries die? I get that.
Yeah, it's mate, they would definitely not die with mine. I would lose them before that.
AirPods have changed my life. Fucking absolutely changed my life. I love them. I use them every day. And I want to hear from, again, I want to hear from listeners that use either AirPods or some type of listening device, you know, headsets or whatever. Yep. But has that changed your life? Like, Matt, I'm thinking about not so much like truck drivers because they got the radio. They got that going on. But if you're out in the mines, if you're like a miner, or like my brother, he's on offshore in the oil rigs, just, you know, there's got to be, what about packing fucking shells at Woolworths at 11 o'clock at night? Yeah, well, I
actually run the open chocks.
Wraparounds?
Yeah, so the ones that actually don't go into ear holes because I have sensitive ear holes.
You have sensitive ear holes?
The earbuds, they hurt my ears. And,
fuck, I love it. Dude.
A good scratching of the ears.
Fuck, man, I know how to work an earbud.
I'm not an earbud person at all.
Fuck, I love an earbud.
The ear over to the
Have you ever used those candles? Those waxy candles that you like?
I actually had that when I was in Singapore, so yeah.
Have you ever done them since?
No.
Oh, fuck, man. I reckon I've done those waxy candles a couple of times. Over the last 20 years, I've used them 3 times. So it's not very much. But I tell you what, I'm a fucking ear basher with those fucking...
You're going to get one tonight, aren't you?
No, with the earbuds.
Yeah.
Like fucking, I'll always pick out, you know, if I go to clean my ears, which I do, fuck, I reckon I clean my ears twice a week. And I don't know why, it's just routine. And you probably need to clean your ears twice a week. I don't fucking know. But anyway, I get 5 all the time. This is my number 5. I get 5 earbuds so that, it sounds weird because you've got 2 ears, right? But I use 5.
Looking forward to the fucking...
I use 5. The reason I use 5 earbuds to clean my ears is, okay, I use 1 on the left ear, both sides bump, swap. Right, throw that in the bin. The second one on the right ear.
Yep.
Right, then I repeat. So I do it twice, yep. And then with the 5th one, I do a left and a righty. So one side is for the left ear of the earbud and then flip it and go to the right side. And it's like, oh, I don't know, I just get the satisfaction out of using 5 earbuds.
It makes me cough. When I put an earbud in my ear, I cough.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I cough.
I want to stick a fucking earbud in your ear now.
Mate, we'll actually do it. We'll do it next. When we get the video set up here, I cannot help it. Like, I put an earbud in there and the next minute I'm coughing.
Really?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yeah. It's a fucking thing.
They're attached, right? That's when you go to a... I'm thinking of nose and throat. That's attached.
Well, it's ears, nose and throat. So
there is, isn't it?
Yeah, so there is, yeah.
And also some days, and I don't know if it's because I clean my ears fucking way too much, but if I'm bending over and tilting my head, sometimes I'll feel fucking like something fall in my eardrum. And then I'm like, what was that? And I stick my finger in there and it's like, just this tiny little bit of fucking earwax.
Yeah, I'll use a key. I'll get the key in the old fucking ear and fucking.
You use a sharp fucking key.
Well, it's not a sharp key. It's a
fucking keys are sharp.
Yeah, it's not that sharp. So
Holy fuck.
I fucking bet you there's a few old blokes out there that have used. Fucking ring in and let me know if you use the key to clean your fucking ears.
Ring and let us know what you use to clean your fucking ears.
It's a fucking thing, mate. I fucking see people do it all the time.
I could imagine some people use. Imagine using, you know, your pump sprays. I'm looking at one right now up there on the wall that your fucking water, like a, you know, I'm going to say chemical spray, right? Your pump action.
Yeah.
Of course, you're not going to put chemical in it, but just like imagine putting just water in there, warm water, pump the fuck out of it, hold the cunt into your ear, pull the trigger, and give yourself a an irrigation.
Yeah. I obviously don't watch enough TV, but when we go to Fraser. There's always like a satellite TV thing on there and they've always got these fucking infomercials on.
Oh, yeah.
So when you're having brekkie or you fucking come back before you go back out for a fish and shit, there's one that they actually make a machine now.
Oh, I've seen it.
Yep.
And it squirts out three ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How fucking good would that be? I'm not buying one at all.
But I'm thinking also like my AirPods – I think I got off track there a little bit. But my AirPods, I think, vibrate my eardrum and my ear canal. And I reckon it fucking, you know, shakes it fucking wax off the wall and off the roof. And then I bend over and I can feel the cunt will fucking fall out. So maybe the AirPods help with vibration and help keep your ears clean. I don't know. Give us a fucking yell. Call in. Give us an email. Remember, if you guys want to participate in this potty, voice record to theladspotty@gmail.com.
Yep.
Oh, fucking
get amongst it. Fuck that. That just ran off the road, didn't it?
I don't even know what we started on.
Yeah, AirPods.
Mate, I tell you what, another thing I'm going to fucking rant on about is my bladder. Fucking, I'm getting sick and tired of my bladder. So, you know what I do for a living is in service and repairs with motorcycles and right. So, imagine this. I am pouring oil into a motorcycle. I'm looking at the oil. Makes me want to piss. Yeah. Right? And I'm not ready for a piss.
Yep.
But the visual of oil going into an engine, I'm like, oh, I got to stop and then run out and have a piss. Yep. Same with, imagine getting that waste oil and pouring it into a drum. Fucking half hour later, watching the oil go into the oil waste drum makes me want to fucking piss. My bladder is connected to my eyeballs.
Yep.
I'm sure of it.
I reckon it's... a long-term thing. So you've done that. I'm the same. I cannot walk up to a truck and not want to piss because when you're sort of doing interstates or stuff, you're jumping out and fucking walk up fucking piss on a tire or just near a tire. So I walk up to a truck and I instantly start fucking fueling up a truck.
Dude, so that's where I was
fueling
going.
Up a truck. It's fucking, and then walk up to the counter.
Yeah.
Hey. Come back out, jump in the truck and drive another 2 hours.
How fucking frustrating is it when I go to fill up my car at the servo? I don't need to piss. Nothing. No, you get out of the car, you're feeling fine. And you know what? If I didn't fill my car up, I wouldn't need to piss for another hour or two, right? Yep. Pick the Bowser up, put the fucking thing in. I'm going for about 30 seconds and then the urge comes on. Oh, fuck. I'm about to piss myself. And I'm only fucking at $2.85.
Yep.
And I've got $100. I've still got a long way to go. Man. How's the little dance you do fucking on your tippy toes fucking?
And off the back of that is a fucking yawn.
Oh.
When someone yawns.
Oh, yeah. That's contagious, isn't it?
That's contagious as well. Like fucking driving back along the beach and I seen a bloke driving up towards us. He yawned. I caught that fucking yawn. And we're both doing 80, so that's 160.
You're both fucking gobbing the air together.
Yeah, just going... What the fuck is with it?
Yeah.
Like the brain is a fucking, it's stupid.
It's fucking, so it's my crazy. Bladder and my eyeballs, my eyes and my bladder are fucking connected.
Yeah.
I have to be.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I've got a bad bladder. Maybe I do. Maybe I don't. But I fucking, all I know is that when I'm pouring shit or there's the noise or the visuals of fucking fluid running, I got to piss my pants.
Speaking of pouring shit, I'm going to pour the last bit of this can in.
Fucking sink it down, Barney. I tell you what, these howler heads, shout out to them, 6%ers, they're going fucking all right, aren't they?
Mm, I like you.
So good. Right, so that's going to lead me on to my next rant. I've got a couple this week. You know, I've got
you
a couple.
You've got a lot bottled up.
I've got a couple that's fucking boiling my blood a little bit. is I'm going to take you back in time. Let's go back into the 90s, late 80s, or maybe into the 80s and then into the 90s. Hole in the ozone layer. It was everywhere, wasn't it?
I think they filled it in, haven't they? Because they don't talk about it anymore.
That's where I'm getting at. Why do we not talk about the hole in the ozone layer? Where'd it go? Has it disappeared? Is it repaired? Barney's like...
How did they fix it?
Well, fucks me.
They've obviously done it because there's no more hole. You, maybe just because the fucking...
Is it the fucking council going up there with fucking patching the fucking with... Because if it was the council doing
Are
it...
Are you fucking kidding
correct,
me?
Correct. The cunt would get bigger. The fucking hole in the ozone layer would get fucking bigger if it was the council.
They're making it bigger and they're putting more signs around it and fucking that's it.
But seriously, like, have you heard of the hole in the ozone layer in the last 20 years? Or 15 years?
No. What? Do you not sleep at night? Like, is this where
dude,
you...
Dude, this is where my head goes sometimes. Right? The hole in the ozone layer was, like, everywhere. Every cunt was talking about it.
So did Elon fix it, or...?
I think that's where he shoots his rockets up through to get these...
Oh, actually, through that hole.
Through the hole, yeah. Portal. Yeah, he gets his satellites up there, which is a great thing. I love Elon. Fucking, you know, I love SpaceX.
Yeah, so...
Love all about it. I'm all about... I'm just thinking, like, it was fucking everywhere, the old...
So what we need someone to be Googling this.
And the thing is, right, the population, now I don't want to get too fucking into it, but it's just funny how the world has grown in population, right? We've fucking, I'm sure from 1990 through to 2000 and what are we now, 24? So that's 34 years, right? The population has grown exponential. Like we're going out of control. Shouldn't the hole get fucking bigger? Because we're doing more shit.
Maybe they've taken off all the shit out of the aerosols and shit.
Have they?
It's fixed.
Is it because they got rid of plastic straws?
Definitely not. That only just happened.
Plastic straws?
Still off them.
Is that fixed the ozone layer?
No.
Well, bring the cunts back.
The hose lane?
The ozone layer? fucking hell. Shout out to fucking Howler.
Fuck yeah. We have another one of these or what?
Yeah, actually, pass me another Howler.
Well, I can't because I've got to go out the fridge.
Oh, fucking, well, start walking. Like, tell me a story walking, pal. We might have to put some WD-40 on that fridge door or something. It's a bit fucking... What do you got? Oh, yep, got another howler. Cheers, thank
another
you.
Another howler. Fuck, these are good. I like them.
Righto.
I rate them.
Yeah, so, like... Oh, hang on, I better let you crack. So good. So, mate, like, I don't know. Like, I'm guessing, I haven't Googled this, but I'm guessing the ozone layer hole has somewhat repaired itself.
Or was made up.
Or was it a conspiracy?
Conspiracy theorist.
Well, have they got special cameras?
Actually, I'll put a bit of a conspiracy theorist into on Fraser Island, actually, while I was over there.
Fill me in.
So when we were over there, we played bowls on Sunday at the Orchid Beach Hotel, obviously. And one of the ladies that owns it, Loz, had an eye surgery, so she couldn't play. So I was just sitting down beside her and she said, oh, bloody Willie bowls all right, eh? Well, I said, yeah, well, you should do. He played for Australia. So now it's all over the island and a very small community. So he said, you're an absolute see you next Tuesday.
Oh, you destroyed his.
Yeah. But he can roll. He can roll.
Well, like, he played for Australia, but obviously no one knew that.
No one knew, but now everyone knows that Willie plays for Australia.
You spilled the beans.
Spilled the beans. So, yeah, he wasn't happy about that because they were off him already. So,
was he like winning a lot? Obviously,
yeah,
he was winning a lot.
Willie can roll. He can roll.
That's certainly a little side hustle that you could run on a Saturday afternoon at Barefoot Bowls.
Just take
and it. Like, all right, I'll bet you six cartons, bros, that I'll beat you. And Willie's like, and whoever he's talking to is like, all right, fuck yeah, you're in.
Yeah.
And then maybe Willie throws a few fucking decoy balls just to fucking
give
him
a couple of wobblies.
Yeah, a couple of wobblies. Yeah. Go, hey, how about we raise that to 10 cartons, double or nothing, bruds.
Well, that's not going to happen anymore anyway, so I guess I've...
Because you fucked it for him. So. Fucking hell, Barney.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, and I didn't tell you, I'm actually going back over in another 3 weeks.
Yeah, here we go. Fucking thanks for the bloody invite.
Yeah, well, mate, you're welcome to come along. But, yeah, so it was sort of, it was that much of a good time. We sort of Because the wife and the daughter, so the daughter really wants to learn how to drive on the beach. So it's But she had states on this week and it was an impromptu sort of thing. So so she was, she actually blocked me.
Hey?
She blocked me because I was sending her photos on the barge, off so the she barge. Blocked you.
She's like, the whales. Fuck you, Dad.
The not the whales. I actually seen a little dead whale too. Oh. It was like a day old.
Oh.
So we went up through Nagala.
Yep.
Nagala Rocks. And it was, mate, it would have been two and a half metres long, this thing. So and the rangers reckon it would have been like just born.
Mm.
And the sharks, thought the Noahs out there are massive. So,
yeah, yeah.
So the sharks had already attacked this thing. So it was pretty sad. It wasn't quite dead yet. So, but yeah, so they come up and disposed of it pretty quick. But sad thing, like if you've seen a fish on the side of the road or not on the side of the road, on the beach or anything like that, you wouldn't care. But these things, you just, you look at them and like they're big, sad eyes. It was,
yeah correct.
Pretty heartbreaking. Yep. So, poor old whales. But yeah, anyway.
Yeah, right. Well, I think I was talking about an ozone layer, but anyway, I think we're off that.
I fucking, yeah.
You know, anyway, I want to know where the fuck the hole's gone, and if it's repaired itself, great. Anyway, but give us some information. Anyone that has got a theory on the hole on the ozone layer, how the cunt was put there in the first place? Was it from the Russians shooting missiles through it and fucking blowing it up? Or, and was it repaired from whatever animal went extinct and they stopped farting so that the methane fucking reduced and the hole fixed itself up? I want to know how the fucking thing was formed and how it was fixed.
It definitely wasn't by the council.
And I don't want scientific reasons. I want the bullshit reasons. All right? So, lads, send in your bullshit reasons about the ozone ozone layer. That'd be fucking funny. Oh, fuck me. That's what happens. That's what happens at fucking 9 o'clock at night some nights. You know? My fucking, the stiffy brain. Yeah. Just goes off on this fucking roller coaster ride of fucking unknown sometimes. It's like 1 minute I'm talking about fucking ozone layers and the other minute I'm fucking talking about fucking whales or something. Yeah. Like it's crazy.
Mine's not 9 o'clock. Mine's sort of that 12, 1 o'clock when you wake up and go, oh,
dude, also.
What am I going to talk about?
Oh, I got one for you. And for the listeners, Vegemite. How do you run it? How do you run it? Explain to me how you run your Vegemite.
Oh, mate, it's got to be, all the borders have got to be covered.
Fuck yeah.
So right around the edges of it.
Yes.
But more butter.
Ooh.
So it's got to have a lot of butter on it. So
okay.
The toast has got to be hot. Can't be fucking cold toast.
Yep.
The butter's got to melt into it, and then it sort of also melts the Vegemite, and it's smeared from fucking, it's got to have every part, but not thick.
Okay.
Just that nice little fucking thin bit.
Right.
Right to every edge, though.
So we're nearly the same, but we're a bit different. With my Vegemite, I fucking love Vegemite. Vegemite and me go way the fuck back. Now, my Vegemite depends if it's, if okay, when I'm toasting it, I use minimal butter. Just a little bit more. And it doesn't have to touch the sides. This is the butter. Just a little bit on there. It's fine. But the fucking, the Vegemite, mate, I trowel it on, and that's the word I want to use, is I fucking plaster on, and I'm not lying. I reckon it would have to be, oh, fuck, it would have to be at least 4 to 5 mil thick. I'm not shitting you. And it's troweled on from corner to corner right across. I fucking love Vegemite.
Yeah, no.
That's on toast? If
quite a while, on toast, what else are you putting fucking Vegemite on?
Well, bread, when it's not toasted.
Yeah, true.
Because it's bread then.
Vegemite and cheese?
That's where I'm going. So with Vegemite and cheese, I don't use butter. I trowel on about 6 mil of fucking Vegemite now because the butter's gone.
No.
Right, you're off me. I can see that.
Yeah.
But fucking 6 mil of Vegemite, and then I get, sometimes it depends on what's in the fridge, right? I love the grated cheese to sprinkle over the top, thick as fuck, sometimes mozzarella. But if it's just the old fucking coon cheese, like the coon cheese. What is it?
Not it's not coon it's cheese. Now, what's it called? Now?
I don't know. What is it called? It was coon. Is it? What's it now? Boone? I don't know. But anyway, you know what I mean.
Can't remember. Yeah. So cheese.
Cheese.
So
sliced cheese. Yep. I'll put the one slice right in the fucking corner, so you've got like a bit that's not covered, and then snap another one in half to cover out wider. right? So I use two pieces of cheese to get the coverage of the slice of bread because the bread is bigger than the cheese. And then I put a third piece of cheese right in the middle where you would say you'd put your normal one because I've got 6 mil of Vegemite, three pieces of cheese, and that's my hangover food. That is when I am broken and fucked up and busted. And like, you know, I'm talking about, okay, you've had a big session on the piss. You get home at fucking 3 a.m. You've had a spew. You've shit yourself, like everything. You know, one of these big benders. And then you finally wake up with a fucking headache at like 9:30, 10. And it's getting closer to lunchtime. And you're like, fuck, I should eat something, right? So around 11:30, 12, I bust that baby out.
See, if I'd seen you making that, I'd actually go, you're a serial killer. Like, that's what fucking serial killers.
Dude, that's how much energy I put into my Vegemite and cheese.
See, I've never thought of that. Like, just fucking butter,
nah.
Vegemite, cheese.
6 mil. Eat the fuck. 6 mil Vegemite, 3 slices of cheese, 2 pieces of bread, and then cut it into something. I don't even cut it. I just fucking eat the fucker.
Smash it. No crust off.
No, I love the crust.
Yeah.
Fucking love it.
Yeah.
I am all about the crust, mate.
Yeah.
Even with it toasted. So, Vegemite. Promite. Did you ever get into Promite?
I actually like Promite.
Is it sweeter and or saltier? Bonox. I had it when
remember
I was a kid.
And Bonox?
What the fuck is Bonox?
Yeah, Bonox was it's like a Vegemite type fucking drink.
Nah.
Mm, just that really rich fucking, yeah. Google it.
Is that molasses?
No, I don't think it is. But yeah, Bonox was another one. But Bonox. Yeah. What was the other one you're saying?
Promite.
Yeah, Promite.
It had a different taste. Now,
it didn't last though, did it? Like,
I don't know. It might be still around. But I can remember the first time I ever had Promite, I was staying over at a friend's house. This, you know, I'm talking 10 years old, whatever. And I can clearly remember this. I said, yeah, I'll have a Vegemite sandwich. And whoever's mum it was said, no, we don't have Vegemite, but I got Promite. And I just went, yeah, whatever. Sounds good. Well, my 10-year-old taste buds went, no. Fuck no. No, no.
No,
no. Went, no. And I would start, and I went, what the fuck's this? Anyway, I, little cunt that I was, I went, how do I get rid of this without them knowing? No, as in like the rest of it. Like, I don't even think I ate the first bit, but anyway. So I can't remember where I was, but I was in someone's bedroom and I just put the cunt behind the fucking, I just put the whole thing behind the, like a bookshelf, like a, I just went zonk. I ain't eating that shit. That was fucked. Yeah. So me and Promite were off when I was a young fella. Promite
can fuck off.
Yeah. And you know what? I might like Promite these days, but
I don't think you would actually. If you're a fucking 5 mil thick fucking Vegemiter.
Fuck, man, I trowel that shit on. I love it.
No, I can't do that. So.
Really? So are you a thin layer? Like, as in,
yeah,
like,
just it's thin, but
you're saying with, fucking it's got to mix in with the butter.
And with the butter. More butter.
Ooh,
than
mate.
Just as much butter. We can still be friends, though, if you like. So.
Well, I mean, yeah, we both love Vegemite.
Yeah.
And we just love it in different ways.
And peanut butter and jelly?
Oh, no, dude.
Yes.
I'm not a peanut butter and jelly man.
Oh, I love peanut butter.
What type of jelly?
It's not jelly, it's fucking jam. Raspberry strawberry jam.
So
I actually don't have it very often, and I fucking very rarely eat bread. So
is it strawberry jam?
Yes,
and
strawberry jam,
Vegemite. Right, and that's what because that's like a US thing, like American thing. Yeah. Say it again. It's Vegemite and Vegemite and jelly.
Vegemite. What, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Why do they
not
call
Vegemite,
it
Vegemite? Peanut butter. And jelly.
peanut butter and
peanut
jelly.
Butter and jelly.
Why the fuck do they call strawberry jam jelly?
Oh, they're fucking
retards. Shout out to the Americans.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, I want to go to America one day.
Fucking Joe Biden's fucking speech.
Oh, I didn't see it. Has it been on?
The debate. I was bad.
Oh, I didn't.
It was fucking bad.
I did not even know it was on.
Let's actually not talk about politics ever.
No, fuck them.
That's it. No more politics.
Only thing I will say is go Trumpy.
Boom, boom.
No more
politics or religions.
Yeah.
But let's talk about religion too. So
religion,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're on your own there. You going?
Oh no, I've actually got a court case going against the because I went to a Catholic college.
Right.
Yeah.
So right.
It's a bit of a touchy sort of situation, and I don't mean that in a sort of a bad way, but it's sort of. So all my mates got molested at the school, and they never touch me. So, so all my life I'm actually going through and going, well, fucking what's wrong with me?
Oh, fuck me, Barney. You fucking seriously, dude. I actually, you told me this before, but I didn't. Fucking hell, dude. I was like, fuck, we're getting serious here for a second. Holy fuck, you got me good.
That's because they reckon I couldn't hold a fucking secret, so they never touched me.
They took one look at your fucking weapon and went, oh, Jesus, look at him. Look at that. I'll leave him alone. Fucking hell.
Yeah, so no more politics and religion on this.
Righto. I can't guarantee it, but let's say fuck that for today.
Yeah.
It's getting on. I reckon I got one more thing I want to talk about. And I don't even know if you've had experience with this, but I'll say one word. It's got four letters, and it sounds like gout, because it is gout. Have you ever had gout?
I get gout.
Oh, you get gout.
I get gout.
Where do you get gout? Get out of here. Gout.
I get gout. The first time I've ever had gout was in my big toe.
Oh, me too. So you're talking on the inside of your big toe, outside of your big toe in the joint, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah. And is it, yeah? All right, yeah. Tell me some stories.
Sunshine Coast. So we'd been riding, I had a WR450 then, and we'd been riding all day in through up in the Sunshine Coast and come off a couple of times and woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Fuck, I've broken my toe.
Yeah.
Like, but I didn't hit my toe and go, fucking, this thing's fucking broken. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, taken to hospital. I'm fucking, it's broken.
Gout's fucked.
Mate,
yep.
So, and I've obviously had a few bloody gout attacks, and I've actually been in hospital once with gout.
Yes.
So it was that bad. Like,
Yeah.
And there was a pregnant lady beside me, and she said, oh, yeah, what are you in for? Like, she'd been pregnant, and she wasn't pregnant now, obviously.
Yeah.
But said, yeah, what are you in for? And I said, well, fucking gout. And she said, oh, that is worse than childbirth.
Oh, dude.
So that was coming from a lady that's had a kid. Like, a lot of ladies won't go, but yeah, like fucking.
I don't know. We might get some ladies ringing in fucking abusing you. But
mate, it's fucking, mate, it is worse. Like, fuck, no way in the world gout is more pain.
It is
less
fucking
painful than fucking childbirth.
It is fucking painful. Yeah. So,
you get it?
Oh, fuck, I get it. Yeah. So I think my tablets I take. Pro-gout. I'm not, I don't, you're pro gout? Yeah. I don't take them. You know what? I haven't had a lot of tablets these days, and I think it comes down to diet too, because I fixed a bit of that shit up. But anyway, when I was a bit heavier, gout and me, fuck, we got along a lot. So one story, I flew to Mackay and did a session up there in my previous role, and it was good. Yep, no worries. And the next day I had to drive up to Bowen. Anyway, 2 o'clock comes in the morning. Fucking woke up and the big toe is throbbing, like as in out of control. When I went to bed, I felt it. I'm like, oh, I'll deal with you in the morning. Nah. It fucking went, I'm going to deal with you at 2 o'clock in the morning, you cunt. Because you've been...
Is it 2 o'clock?
Fucks me. But anyway, so I've woken up. I'm in pain. I'm like, fuck, all right. I've got nothing with me. I'm like... All right, let's cool this fucker down. So I went and got, and I'm in a hotel room. Like, so I got one of the face towels, put it in water, threw it in the fucking freezer to try and make this thing icy. And those little fucking freezers do nothing. Fuck me. So for the next half an hour, I'm like, I'm nearly in the fetal position now.
Yeah.
Like, tears, fetal position. So 3 o'clock, 3:30 comes. I'm like, oh, this is, I just can't do this anymore. So anyway, I fucking hobble down to the car, drive to Mackay fucking emergency at the hospital. And now you watch. Now, this is Mackay Hospital, right? And Mackay at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, there's a bit going on with fucking, hey, bruh, and a bit of fucking SA, you know? Yeah. And it's fucking loose as, and you picture me walking into the emergency department with, just one plugger on because I couldn't wear the other plugger.
Yep.
Toes pointing in the air, hobbling like 30 centimeters at a time, whinging and barking that I'm in pain and I want morphine. These guys took one look at me and went, oh, we've got a loose one here, boys. Anyway, they fucking... And because I was, you know, I don't know what I said. I was in that much pain. They just went, fucking, mate, you're getting nothing off us.
Yep.
You know, getting nothing. I just went, oh, fuck. Please. Really? I can't even get a Panadol. That's not going to do fuck all for my gout. Anyway, they went, nah, you're not getting fuck all out of us. And I went, righto. So dragged my sorry ass back into the hire car and went and sat out in front of the pharmacy. And like, this is now 4:30 in the morning. The pharmacy doesn't open till 7 o'clock. I Googled it. It was 7 o'clock. Anyway, they finally got there and I'm walking in. I'm like, oh, I got gout. I'm in prime. And they're like, fuck yeah, you're in a bad way. So at this time, I'm like over the pain a bit, but I'm more in, all right, Steve, you've got a long day ahead of you. You just need to sort this shit out. And don't be a rude fuck to this lady that's just opened the shop. Anyway, she was really good. The pharmacy at Mackay, I don't know which one it was, but anyway, she fucking helped me out really good with some pain. I don't even know what it was. Anyway, she said, are you driving today? And I went, not now. I'm supposed to go to Bowen and I haven't slept all night. Not now. I'm going to go back to the hotel room. She's like, right. Well, take this now. That way when you get back to the hotel room, you'll pretty much be just gone. All right, sweet. So I went, got it all. Fucking got in the car. Did a whole fucking detour past the hotel room over to Macca's. Fucking drove through Macca's. And all I wanted, I was craving a fucking large strawberry thick shake and a hash brownie, right? So I fucking dumped these tablets, got me fucking thick shake, smashed the hash brown. And I went, I'm not even going to drive back to the fucking hotel room. I just need to just chill. So I just reverse parked in McDonald's in the car park, car running, stereo on, fucking passed out. I woke up at 4:30 in the afternoon. 4:30.
Did you give you fentanyl or something?
I fucking
like that?
Don't know. But anyway, I woke up at 4:30 in the afternoon. My phone had fucking missed calls and fucking every cunt was trying to find me and rah, rah, rah. And I'm like, holy fuck. And then I woke up and I was like, where the fuck am I? Oh, yeah, that's right. I just got breakfast. And I looked, you know, whole day went. And I'm just like, where? And the car's still running.
Yeah. Like
it was idling all day. Oh, fuck. So me and gout, I love it, but I don't love it. But anyway.
It's nasty. So I actually take these other tablets now. So when you actually feel that inkling that's coming on, you know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's called Indocin. So the way that the doctor described it to me, he said, take two tablets now, two tablets in 4 hours, and then another keep on going, or until you shit yourself. So I've doubled his dose. Because I'm a doctor as well, so Google doctor, take more.
Yep.
And when you shit yourself, the gout's gone.
Right.
And it works for me.
So you shat yourself?
Well, I fart on the toilet, so you're not going to if you're taking that sort of medication and it sort of says take these until you shit yourself. But that's the way he described it to me. It doesn't say that on the label or anything like that, but that's exactly,
So does that mean like when you start getting the tummy grumbles or like when you physically shit yourself?
Oh, yeah, just when you shit yourself. Stop taking them because the fucking gout's going to be gone after that.
Put the handbrake on and stop right there.
Woo up.
Righto. Fucking hell, Barney. We have talked some absolute
fucking
fluent
shit.
Braille tonight. I love it. This is what it's all about, of course.
It is, mate.
It's all about it's getting out of your head and getting into the sheds like we are tonight. Yep. We're actually in the workshop tonight.
Yep.
Which is great. Listeners, remember the podcast. The email address is the lads. I've just had a mind blank. The lads potty at gmail.com.
Yep.
For anything that you guys want to contribute to, the gout story, fucking, I want to hear your gout story. Like me sitting at Macca's all day with a car fucking on idle, passed out like a fucking piranha. Like, fuck me. I want to hear your gout stories. Just make sure you keep it to the 2 to 3 minute max. Fucking make us laugh. I want to hear all your rants, all your stories. Our next potty's going to be a little bit
also,
about
also make it a voice recording and then email it over. So it's pretty easy. So if you've got an iPhone or a fucking Hey Google, that'll make everyone's phones.
Yeah, don't do that. So, we just did. Yep.
Hey Google.
Yeah, correct. So make it into an audio file and email it to us. And make sure you put something in the subject bar about what it actually is.
If you've actually got something like a confession and that too, because we've actually got the cone of silence up and running now after the 3 containers have been finally shipped back to the port.
Correct.
So if you need to get something off your chest and speak to Stiffy about it, no one else is going to hear it.
Yeah. Definitely. definitely. And if you want to do it in the cone of silence, just give me the heads up at the start of your your little chat or your little rant that you want the cone of silence, and I'll make sure it comes down. Yeah. Yep. It's a big cone of silence, isn't it?
It is. It's actually got a few problems at the moment. It's actually squashed the two people that we were trialling it with. So. Because we weren't going to get in there.
Well, I kind of had the speed dialed right up on the fucking thing.
Fucking, we've dialed that fucker right back.
It doesn't need
She's
to be
back
on
the first gear.
It doesn't need to be on 10.
Yeah,
like I just yeah, fuck yeah, 10.
Yeah.
Anyway, mate, it's sort of been a good catch up again. Fucking oath. I tell you what, that's us for another evening.
It is, mate.
So everybody, stay out of your heads. Get into the sheds. Do whatever you want to do. Love to hear your thoughts on. On anything.
Yep. See yous, bye.
Righto, we're done. Come on, let's go. I don't know what comes in, but I couldn't care less. I refuse to feel stressed. There's no fear in my chest. Hit a pull for my steps. Walk away from the pain I've been through. This feeling of pain is brand new. This is the moment I break.